Hi, this is Kevin Fitzpatrick from the Sonesta Group, and I hope everyone's just having a fabulous day. And I want to talk to you today about you. And that you is a concept that is exactly what it says. It's all about you. But to put it in proper context, I want to talk to you about how I came up with it. And I came up with it really in response to a couple of things. But most notably, when I come up with new ideas, the way I really work through those ideas and concepts, and really how I got through school, given the learning disabilities that I have, of which there are two, and I can talk about that in a minute, is also how when my daughters would want to learn a concept and say, Dad, how do I learn this concept? How do I remember it? How do I keep it just so I can get that good grade on the test you expect? And in doing that, because of my learning disabilities, and by the way, I have both dyspraxia and dysgraphia. One explains why, if it weren't for the nuns beating my hands, my handwriting would be horrible. Although if you ask my wife, it still is. And this dyspraxia is why my hand-eye coordination, when I would be out in the outfield playing ball or doing anything or walking into a wall when I come around the corner unexpectedly, just clumsily, it's all tied back to that. But bringing those two together, really is the reason why I had difficulty taking tests and why I had a certain difficulty in getting through certain tasks. So I learned to compensate by using acronyms. And U is an acronym. And let's talk about that for a minute. As we're going through and navigating through change, or we're at various stages in our lives and trying to figure out, geez, what's next? How do I make a difference? What's going to happen to all those that I care about? And at the end of the day, the answer is you, you know, and let's talk about that. Let's deal with the why. You do make the difference. Yes, you can set the standard. Yes, you can drive success. Yes, you can be your own worst enemy. And yes, and is much better than a negative. So when adversity is put before you, or there's challenges that are unexpected, and we might want to have a protracted emotional response that really doesn't benefit anybody, step back and say yes and to whatever that circumstance is. Yes and. Retrain your mind to do that and focus on what that outcome is going to be. And let's deal with the O in you. And the O is that, yes, we are many, many times in our lives, sometimes multiple times a day, faced with obstacles, faced with openings that we did not anticipate and we may not be prepared for. And we have two ways to look at it. We can look at it as a problem, or we can look at everything that's presented before us as an opportunity. You know, I'm a big student of the Kolbe Index, and my own personal MO is a 6393. I don't expect you to know what that means, but that means I'm an innovator. And if I have to sum up my own striving instincts, kit is an invitation. And I translate that into everything that is presented to me, every obstacle, even if that obstacle is myself, because of my immediate reaction or how I approached it, it does become an opportunity. And when you look at it that way, we then get to you and you say, you know, some things I try, they're not going to work. They may be unsuccessful. Every successful person in the world has failed, right? I know I have several times. Lord knows the week's young. I may fail some point this week, maybe multiple times this week. Since I'm going to an educational conference, let's hope not. But then in our careers, we sometimes fail to get things done, or we get uncomfortable in a situation, whether it's professional or whether it's personal. And if you want to look at everything that comes before us, everything that we've got to deal with, we're navigating through our career, we're navigating through that unexpected change in our family, or unfortunately, perhaps there's something negative hitting our families or those that we know or in our community, and we have to figure out a way to address it. And at the end of the day, you can make the difference, not only for yourself, but for any given situation in which you find yourself in. In order to make that difference, you have to decide whether you will or you will not. So in summary, as I look at you, I want to say, yes, yes, you can make the difference. Everything that is presented in front of you is an opportunity, good or bad. It is an opportunity to place your mark and make a difference for everyone around you, for your community, for your company, for your family. And quite frankly, it's okay to be selfish, to make that difference for yourself. And if you step back and you look at it and say, yes, it can be uncomfortable. Yes, I'm going to make mistakes. Yes, at times, things may be untractable. But at the end of the day, if I look in the mirror and I say, you can make the difference, this is an opportunity. And if I embrace it and I'm true to who I am, then you can be unstoppable. Thank you and have a wonderful day.